You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi will be the next chief of the Army staff succeeding incumbent Gen Manoj Pandey, the government announced on Tuesday night, ending speculations on the key appointment. Dwivedi, who has vast operational experience along the frontiers with China and Pakistan, is currently serving as Vice Chief of the Army Staff. General Pandey will retire on 30th June. In appointing Dwivedi, the government followed the seniority principle. In a rare move, the government last month extended General Pandey's tenure by 1 month, 6 days before his superannuation on 31st May. The move triggered speculations that Lieutenant General Dwivedi may be overlooked for the top post. The three service chiefs can serve till the age of 62 or for 3 years, whichever is earlier. The retirement age of Lieutenant General rank officers is 60 unless the officer is approved for the 4-star rank. The Jammu and Kashmir police on Tuesday released a sketch of a terrorist involved in the attack on a passenger bus in Raisi district and announced a 20 lakh rupees reward for information about him. On Sunday, terrorists opened fire at the 53-seater bus carrying pilgrims when it was en route from the Shiv Khori temple to the Mata Vaishno Devi shrine in Katra near Teriyath village in the Poni area. The bus, which was ferrying pilgrims from Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Delhi, plunged into a deep gorge following the gunfire, killing 9 people and injuring 41 others. The sketch of the terrorist was prepared based on the description given by eyewitnesses, he said, and appealed to people to provide information. India on Tuesday said 2 of its nationals, who the Russian army recruited, have recently been killed in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict, taking the number of such deaths to 4. The Ministry of External Affairs said India has strongly taken up the matter with Russia and sought early release and return of all Indian nationals who are with the Russian army. In a firmly worded statement, it said India has demanded that there be a verified stop to any further recruitment of Indian nationals by the Russian army and that such activities would not be in consonance with our partnership. We regret to state that 2 Indian nationals who had been recruited by the Russian army have recently been killed in the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine, the MIA said. The T20 World Cup match between Sri Lanka and Nepal at Central Broward Regional Park Stadium turf ground in Florida was washed away after rain played a small sport on Wednesday. At first, the toss was delayed due to heavy rain. However, later the match was forced to cancel due to the wet outfield. Both Nepal and Sri Lanka gained 1 point from today's match after the game was called off. Sri Lanka are placed at the bottom of the Group D points table after losing their first 2 matches, while Nepal hold the 4th place in the standings as they have lost only 1 game. Nepal will now travel to the West Indies where they will start the second half of the tournament. In their upcoming match, Rohit Poddal's Nepal will take on South Africa on Saturday at the Arnos Vale Stadium. On the other hand, Sri Lanka have just 1 game in their hand as they will face off Netherlands on 17th June. The Islanders need to win their upcoming match in order to qualify for the next round of the tournament. Filmmaker Karan Johar and fashion designer Manish Malhotra recently unveiled the logo of the production house, Usha Kakde Productions, spearheaded by Usha Kakde, a social activist. Speaking at the occasion, Karan said, "I am extremely excited to see what Usha Kakde Productions has in store for us. Usha will always have my support, and I am sure Usha Kakde Productions is going to be a tremendous success." Manish also applauded Usha Kakde over her foray into film production. The first Marathi movie under the Usha Kakde Productions banner, titled Vicky, Full of Love, was also announced at the event, which was held in Mumbai. The film stars Hemal Inglei and Sumedh Mudhalkar. Tejpal Jayant Vaagh has come on board to direct the project. You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.